The nation's third largest retailer is trying to avoid bankruptcy. Kmart stock fell below $2 a share this week after the company was repeatedly downgraded by Wall Street. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports.
Shoppers trickle in and out of the Super Kmart in Dearborn, Michigan, some with groceries, others with clothing or sporting goods. Beverly Holloway says she chooses Kmart because she's been shopping there since she was a child.
I know where everything is. I like Martha Stewart. I like the knowledge of it. You know where you're going, you get in there, you get what you want, you get out.
But fewer and fewer consumers seem to share Holloway's opinions about Kmart. The retailer has seen sales drop in recent years, while its level of financial distress has grown. Supply and distribution problems have plagued Kmart, often keeping the retailer from stocking its shelves. And the company's stock has lost two-thirds of its value since January 1st, when a Wall Street analyst said he wouldn't be surprised if Kmart declared bankruptcy.
Walmart, that's what's wrong with the company.
That's Jerry Myers, a professor of organizational behavior at the University of Michigan's Business School. He says Kmart's main problem is that it must compete with the country's largest retailer head-to-head.
They're not alone. Sears is around trying to do the same thing. Target is trying to do the same thing, although with a bit more success. And here comes Kohl's out of nowhere. And they're all fighting away for a small piece of this market that's owned by Walmart.
Kmart is in the midst of a two-year turnaround plan, but analysts say more has to be done to revive the company. They say anywhere from 200 to 500 of the company's least profitable stores need to be sold off. Kmart did make some management changes this week, ousting its president and chief operating officer and installing a new non-executive chairman of the board. The executive shakeup is the first public action the company has taken to quell rumors that Kmart may file for bankruptcy since the latest crisis began last week. Many industry watchers have criticized Kmart for leaving financial analysts, employees, and the public up in the air about its plans for handling the crisis. Some have even said that the silence hastened the sell-off of Kmart stock. But retail analyst Kurt Barnard says executive silence won't have an effect on the most important factor for Kmart, American consumers.
They look at the store and they say, hey, this is a good store, or this is a bad store, whichever the case may be. And I need a new teapot, so I'm going to Kmart and buy a new teapot. They don't care whether it's bankrupt, whether it's not bankrupt, and what anyone may have said or may not have said.
Kmart officials say the company is in discussions with lenders about existing and supplemental financing to complete its turnaround plan. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.